Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Cross-border working is a feature in many European cities. If we think of Malmo's relationship with Copenhagen, Bratislava's relationship with Vienna, people live in one and they work in the other, commuting daily. My next guest has a proposal to have Newry create something similar where people would live there but would commute to work in Dublin. It's great to welcome Pascal Taggart. He's the brains behind Newry Next to the show. Now, Pascal, have I got that right, that I live in Newry and I work in Dublin and you're going to build 6,000 houses there, almost doubling the population of Newry?
No, it's not right. You're nearly right. But that's, you know, what I'm proposing is the Newry Banbridge corridor. So this is not exclusively Newry, and it's an Armagh. So it's all about establishing houses there. I'm not going to build anything. This is going to be built by the Northern Ireland private builders. What we're proposing is a major economic opportunity for Northern Ireland and Dublin by increasing wastewater capacity in Northern Ireland. And in many ways, I shouldn't be here this morning because over 3 months ago, we sent what we thought was a brilliant paper to Hilary Benn.
Certainly if it wasn't acknowledged, it wasn't very well received.
Yeah, and all the political parties, North and South, and all the well-funded North Sea bodies, and to our surprise, we got no reply. So obviously, it's up to your listeners, of which there are a lot these days, to make up their mind of whether it's a load of rubbish or if it has merit.
Well, let's look at some of the things behind it. So if we take a typical house in Newry, would be the same house would be 150 grand cheaper if it was in Carlow.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that is. But let's take it even closer than that. A 250,000 house in Armagh, Banbridge, Newry, because this is not all about Newry. This is all about the north of Ireland. Would cost €250,000. That's a fine three-bedroom house, okay? Now, that same house in Churchtown, near where I live, costs €750,000. So why is that? First of all, the cost of the site is much lower in Newry and Banbridge.
Plus the building costs.
The construction costs are lower.
Yeah.
There's a plentiful supply of skilled tradesmen. And this, you probably don't know the answer to this, but there is no VAT on new houses in Northern Ireland or the UK. Did you know that?
I actually didn't until I read my research, believe it or not. Well, I know it now.
So therefore, the house in Churchtown, it costs $90,000 in VAT for the purchaser.
Yeah.
$90,000. There's no stamp duty in Northern Ireland for first-time buyers up to £500,000. In the Republic of Ireland, it's 1%. So therefore, the house that you're buying for $750,000 is $100,000 goes in taxes. Now, if you take it that there are 36,500 houses built in the Republic of Ireland last year, that's generated over $2 billion in VAT and taxes. Yeah. People don't realise that. And I think about half the TDs in Dáil Éireann don't realise that there's no VAT on housing. So therefore, the Newry Banbridge has got a fantastic opportunity to build houses, beautiful houses, at the right price, and which people can afford.
What about the 14,000 odd that come over the border every day? If you drive around South County Dublin of a morning during the week, you'll see all these vans with UK Regis that are all lads that are coming down here and lassies to work in the building and construction game in the south as it is. So already there is a market for people living in the north and coming down here to work.
Of course, you're right. But these people are not just construction workers. They're nurses. They're doctors. They're consultants. They're all types of people, particularly people who don't have to work 3 days or 2 days in Dublin. I think your producer, for example, he lives in Dundalk from Newry. He comes by train. And this is the big thing that's happened to cross-border, is that the Belfast-Dublin train is now every hour.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. In other words, you get on there and you sit back. If you have a hard night, you go to sleep. If you want to do some work, you do some work. You have no stress and less cost, and you get to your work.
Can I ask you another question, Pascal? Why are you doing this? Why are you? What's this crusade about for you personally?
Yeah, well, sorry, there's three people in this crusade. You know, it's not just me. Martin McAleese loves this idea, and you know Martin. He's Belfast. There's a guy called Gareth McGuire, who's Banbridge. He's an architect. And he's produced a fantastic presentation of the old and the new. And if you're on TV now, I could show you. He's an architect with Tony Reddy, and he's doing that. And I'm from Antrim. So the three of us are immigrants from the north of Ireland. But we love the place. We were brought up there. We were bred there. I still support the teams there. And then, so that's why we're doing it. In other words, is
there more in it for us south of the border than there is for the UK government?
No. I would say there's a massive. Forget the UK. We're talking about Northern Ireland.
Well, they fund Northern Ireland.
They do.
So they can't. You can't just forget them.
No, but I'm not.
They're the banker in this.
Well, not really, because I mean the solution we have is very, very bankable by anybody. So let's okay. Well, you use your term UK. I like to use Northern Ireland. Okay. Over the last 30 years, thousands of young people have gone to UK universities, Scottish universities, to graduate.
One in three, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. And most of them are of the Protestant background. And they have all stayed, a big proportion have stayed in these places. And they're very, very good people. They're very well educated. They're nurses, they're doctors, they're engineers. They're now working in UK, Dubai, Melbourne, all these places. With a £250,000 house, they can easily come back to Northern Ireland and commute. And there's commuter buses as well. Commuter buses, you sit back in luxury, you use your internet. So I'm talking about establishing, bringing back Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland immigrants who we badly need in Dublin. Dublin needs nurses, accountants, children's hospital, building a metro. And there's no better people than the people from the country and people from Northern Ireland to do this work.
What about the cost of all this, Pascal?
There's no cost.
Well, why? Who's going to pay or who's going to build the 6,000 new houses?
You see, the 6,000 new houses, if there's proper planning, if there's proper wastewater, the builders will build them. It won't cost a shilling. This is one of the beautiful things about it, that it doesn't cost a penny to do this. What it costs is to unblock the wastewater series situation, and then it all falls, and it doesn't cost
anything.
So that's
anything. €123 million which needs to be sorted out anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the point. This is the point. Like, you know, I think you missed. There's 1.9 million population in Northern Ireland. They built 1,400 houses last year. That is outrageous. We have a population of 5.4. We built 36,500. We thought our figures are a disaster. Their figures are an absolute disgrace for an economy.
Yeah, it's a very, very low figure, I agree.
Low?
Yeah.
You must be joking. It's a disgrace.
It's amazing when you look at and you've said it yourself, the price of a house in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
In Newry versus Carlow. The difference of 150,000 on an average house.
And I would ask you, if you were coming from abroad, would you rather live in Carlow or live in the Mourne's, where you got access to Queen's University?
I'd rather live in Carlow.
Oh, you see, that's the bias. You see, and by the way,
from Kilkenny.
But by the way, you see, I love that. People, when I put this forward first, people say, oh, the Dubs are going to take over Newry. We're not looking for Dubs. We're not even looking for Kilkenny, member. We're looking for Northern Ireland experienced immigrants coming back, getting a proper house and commuting to Dublin. That's what we're doing. And it costs nothing.
Do the people of Newry and Banbridge and the greater area up there think about 6,000 new houses and the practically doubling of the population?
Sorry, these are 6,000 houses of their kinspeople. These are people, their parents are living here. They're getting old. They want to see these people here.
So it's welcomed, is what you're saying.
Welcomed. And by the way, there's no social housing in Northern Ireland because there's no planning. You can't get planning. This enables all the councils to increase their social housing. This is a no-brainer, to use that expression.
All right. Well, look, on that note, we'll leave it there. But it's a vision that has been driven by Pascal Taggart and indeed a couple of others. It's well worth a read.
Sorry, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Justin McNulty is the guy that's driving this. Justin McNulty is an MLE for Newry, and he's in the
SWG. I saw that.
He's in the Assembly.
In the Parliament.
And he's brought it up in the Parliament. He's probably the only qualified engineer in Stormont or in the Doyle who knows what he's talking about. He understands infrastructure. He says it's like talking to a stone wall.
All right. Well, Pascal, good luck with it all, and I hope the UK government will respond to you shortly. I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they won't.
All right.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.